Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. A day after threatening to choke Pakistan's water supply, Union Minister Nitin Gadkari on Thursday said the centre was planning to build projects on three rivers flowing into the belligerent neighbour to divert water towards Yamuna. Under the Indus Waters Treaty, India shares water of the Bias and Satluj rivers with Pakistan. Gadkari later took to Twitter to confirm the upcoming projects that would help divert water towards Yamuna. The Supreme Court of India has held Reliance Communications Chairman Anil Ambani and two other directors guilty of contempt of court over not paying the dues to the Indian arm of Swedish telecom major Ericsson. The Apex Court has ordered them to pay rupees 453 crore to Ericsson within 1 month or face prison time. Arcom had reasoned that it tried to move heaven and earth to ensure Ericsson gets its due but was unable to do so due to failure of asset sale deal with Jio. However, this line of reasoning fell short of convincing the Supreme Court. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is in South Korea on a two-day trip. The Prime Minister is visiting the nation on invitation from President Moon Jae-in. He will also be conferred the Seoul Peace Prize. He took the stage and thanked his countrymen for the award. The Prime Minister also unveiled a bust of Mahatma Gandhi in Yonsei University. Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das yesterday met bankers and discussed the delay in policy rate cuts to lending rate reductions. The heads of Punjab National Bank, Bank of Baroda, Bank of India, ICICI Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and IDFC First Bank, among others, attended the meeting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday said the Indian economy is based on sound fundamentals and will in the near future double in size to $5 trillion as he hard-sold the country as a land of opportunities to investors in South Korea. Modi said hard policy decisions such as the introduction of the goods and services tax and opening up of more sectors has helped India jump 65 places on the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business ranking to the 77th position. Much to the delight of salaried employees, the Employees Provident Fund organization on Thursday hiked the Employees Provident Fund rate by 0.10% to 8.65% for 2018-19 from 8.55% last year. The rate has been hiked for the first time since 2016. The move to increase the EPF interest rate is set to benefit 6 crore EPFO subscribers. And that's all we have for you on the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Tune in on Monday for more business news.